and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you live in Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Colorado, or Texas, you have an opportunity that I don't have. And I should have it, but I don't. And that is to get the final tool in your toolbox when it comes to self-defense. And that is provided to you by becoming a member of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. And joining me again, this time she's riding solo, is Michelle Byington. What did you do with Edwin?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. Would that be, that's a violation of the Fifth?
That is exactly right. I take the Fifth on this one.
Take the Fifth on this one. Just out of curiosity, because I know you guys work with these a lot, the open carry factions in Texas are sort of fragmenting a little bit, aren't they?
They are. You are exactly correct. There's a little bit of turmoil apparently on the inside.
in the power structure of it all.
Maybe, or it could be that there are different factions. In case one of them goes down, there's another one.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. I saw two incidents that occurred. One that came out, supposedly these guys were headed to a Jack in the Box, or they were headed to an event and they stopped at a Jack in the Box. And depending on who you believe, either the Jack in the Box employees ran for the cooler, or they were posing out front of the counter with for pictures with the manager of the Jack in the Box.
Oh my goodness.
You didn't hear about that?
I didn't. I'm not familiar with that one.
And I guess the Moms Demand action they rolled out there, and now Jack in the Box has gone the way of Starbucks by saying, could you just leave your guns at home?
It's unbelievable. I mean, just being a Texan and the culture that surrounds being a Texan, it's like oil and gas, guns, and family, and God, right? That is what it means to be a Texan. And with these people who were just freaking out over the side of the gun, I just wonder, like, where did you come from?
Yeah. Then I saw this other incident. Now, I don't know if you know about this one either. There was a planned protest. They had their open carry Texas flags, their Gadsden flags, their American flags, their signs, all this other stuff on a street corner. And a woman called 911, and one of the open carry Texas people got a hold of that call and played it in its entirety, letting the woman give out both her name and her phone number.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it was a dumb reason to make a 911 call. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't even an emergency call. It was not a 911 call. But she said the guns were threatening, and she was asked more than once, are they holding them in a threatening manner? And she said the guns are threatening. So she's a hoplophobe. Okay, point made. But do they need to be given out her name and phone number?
You know, I don't know about that. But what I do know is that these people need to You know, maybe if somebody were handed down a citation or prosecuted for making a false report or abuse of 911, maybe that would send a message. Putting a name and phone number out, I don't know about all that. I know Edwin would say, heck yeah, of course, she needs to call a lesson. but I think if she were handled properly through the justice system by either some sort of slap on the hand, at least for an abuse of 911, because there are real emergencies going on out there, and just because she freaks out over the sight of a gun, that is no reason to be abusing this service.
Let's talk about that. Why don't dispatchers in Texas, why hasn't somebody stepped up to these dispatchers that catch these calls and say, ma'am, if they're carrying them slung on their backs with the muzzle down, that is legal? Why isn't that happening?
Why isn't that happening with our police officers who are out arresting these people?
Right.
It's something that, and I think the open carry groups are doing a wonderful job of this. They are truly educating the police department, and hopefully from there it will trickle down to the dispatch, where the folks who are answering at dispatch will ask the right questions. Like, apparently this person did, who was talking to the woman who had her name and phone number spent out. How are they holding the guns? What are they doing? What kind of gun is it? Are they standing there with it slung across their back? All right, sweetheart. Not good enough. Have a nice day. There's got to be, I reiterate, I think the open carry groups are doing a great job of educating the people on this, that it's not illegal. And guns don't hurt people. People hurt people. And hopefully their movement will, number one, educate police departments, and number two, it'll trickle down to the local officials and those people at dispatch who are on the ground level taking these calls and will do what they need to do and just get them off the phone.
Yeah, it sort of seems to me like they would rather be handling crime.
Wouldn't you think they got bigger fish to fry?
I would. I would indeed. Now, is Edwin off doing legal Texas Law Shield stuff today, or is he just taking
it?
No, he
had an emergency this morning.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Okay. I can only imagine what the dynamic must be like between the two of you, just from what I hear go back and forth between the two of you guys.
Every day is an adventure.
Oh, my. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break in about 3 minutes. Have you guys been doing any legal defenses of anybody? I mean, I know especially in Texas, you've still got a bunch of stuff pending.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of things pending. We are right now working on getting a dismissal in a case of an individual. His neighbor, who lives across the street from him, kept backing up into his yard while pulling out to go to work in the morning and was creating rents in his yard. And our member takes great pride in his lawn. So one morning he was standing out there to be like, hey, man, you're pulling up into my yard. Like, stay in the street. Well, the neighbor gets out of the truck, pushes our neighbor to the ground on our member's property. The member stayed on his property the entire time. So when he was pushed to the ground, he pulls his gun on the neighbor. The neighbor runs into his house, leaving his truck parked in the middle of the street. Brilliant. Runs across to his house, grabs his gun. He is not a CHL holder, and is waving it around saying, look, old man, I have one too. I'm not afraid of you. And so at that point, the wife is in the home watching this entire confrontation go down, and she calls 911. Well, the police come out, and no one is charged with a crime. Basically, the police officer tried to talk our member out of pressing charges against the neighbor, and also the same with the neighbor, talked the neighbor into not pressing charges on our member because they didn't want to do the paperwork, is what it sounds like.
Well, wait a minute. The neighbor assaulted the license holder.
That's exactly right.
Why would he have to talk the neighbor out of pressing charges on the person that he assaulted? How does that work?
It's a twisted world we're living in. Because our member pulled a gun on him, quote-unquote, unjustifiably, being pushed down by someone half your age and twice your size is apparently not good enough to pull your weapon on somebody. So our member calls the police department, files an internal affairs complaint, and guess who gets a knock on the door the next day with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge?
Really?
Yeah.
What municipality is this in?
This is in Brazoria County, which is southeast of Houston.
Oh, my. Well, right. Promo code BILLRADIO1 gets you 14 months for 12 months at Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield. We'll be right back, Michelle. You hang on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms. Precision technology for the modern warrior.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Michelle Byington from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, amongst other things. And she is riding solo today. Let me ask you a question, Michelle. Have you guys looked at the so-called smart gun phenomena?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, where they're trying to market one in the United States, where they want to put out a smart gun that is personalized so that only you can shoot it.
What? No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, see, the problem I have with this is, like, in certain locales, if they ever market it anywhere in the United States, in New Jersey, that becomes the only gun you can own.
Well, that doesn't seem very efficient to me.
Well, it isn't, and I would just, if in something in some case like that where they complete, I guess they would be banning every other non-smart gun out there and only allowing for the populace to own the smart gun, which is, its name brand is an Armatix IP1 is the model number, and it shoots, it is a 10-round, 22 long rifle, and in order to fire the gun, you have to have the partnered up wristwatch, and total cost on the gun is $1,800.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Now, in the event that that were to happen, I mean, isn't that sort of going way back to Jim Crow, the way it really was when they made every gun so expensive that nobody could afford except for the ones they deemed fit? I mean,
that's exactly it.
How would if this was happening in one of your jurisdictions where you practice, how would you approach this? I mean, that's got to be just so open for a lawsuit of some sort.
Oh, hugely. I mean, an $1,800 gun that you have to wear a watch with for it to work. I mean, number one, that's a huge barrier to entry. People can't just go drop $1,800 on a tool to defend themselves or their family. So there's argument number one, barrier to entry to protecting yourself, and basically just a huge violation of your basic civil rights with that example. But if that were to happen in Texas, you better believe that I would be on the ground level with my local politicians trying to make a stir up in the Texas legislature.
The problem I have with them is that the thing about a gun like this is that it works with a radio frequency. And Armatix will not let the frequency data out. There's been a couple of people that deal with radio frequencies that have asked for this data because they want to find out what it is susceptible to. Since it's radio frequency data, you know, is your mobile phone going to mess it up? Is your home cordless phone going to mess it up? Is your TV?
Is your microwave going to mess it up?
Is your microwave going to mess it up? If you drive under wires while you're driving around, is that going to mess it up? Anything that can disrupt a radio frequency has the capability of disrupting this radio frequency, and they won't give up that data. That's item number one. Item number two, let's say you're out with Mr. Byington, if there is one, or your boyfriend, or maybe it's just you and Edwin going out for lunch after you've worked a tough case or something. If Edwin is carrying the smart gun and Edwin gets shot to where he can no longer wage the fight, if you try to pick that up and use it in self-defense, you can't. It is rendered inoperable when it gets out of range of the wristwatch. That's why it's so smart, Michelle.
No, jeez. That is just, I've never understood why.
See, I completely understand why you haven't heard of it, because you are in Texas, and as ridiculous as some of the stuff that happens there is, that's really going into the absurdity to consider anybody in Texas saying, you know, I want one.
Oh, my gosh, and Lord have mercy on the governor's soul who allows that to come into my state. Oh, my goodness. I would make it my own personal vendetta to get them out of office.
So I guess you're not for that sort of technology then. I didn't know if you knew about that or not.
No, but that's a safe assumption to make that I am not for that. I just don't understand why do you want to control the method and the means that someone uses to protect themselves or their family, another person, or their property?
It gets a little worse, too.
Oh, it gets better. Okay. Keep going, Bill.
In 2007, Apple patented some technology where if they wanted to use it today, police could disable the cameras and the texting systems on iPhones and iPads, right? Now, think about what that is. That's, that keeps, if somebody's filming the police and everything and they want to kill that, they can kill it for a certain grid square around a certain area of blocks or anything. What if they wanted to use that in the execution of a warrant by turning off the gun?
Ooh. Wow, you did just take it one step further. Or they just deem you as mentally unfit because you came back from Iraq and may have PTSD and they turn all your firearms off. And now your family has no way of protecting themselves.
Well, there's only one of them. I don't know how many examples I could afford of the same $1,800 gun, but I'm great.
Wow, no, I am not familiar with that, but that definitely frightens me, and that is why we have, as gun owners, have to band together to make sure that that sort of legislation or that sort of requirement never happens in our country.
Coming up in the next break, I want to hit you with the thing that I'm sure you've been wondering why I haven't asked you about this yet, and that's just because it slipped my mind when I was asking about the open carry people. But as far as carrying a gun, right, and we've touched on this before, but I think it bears mentioning again before we go to break. If you change the sights on your self-defense gun, you're likely to be portrayed by the prosecuting attorney as a frothing mouth, can't wait to kill somebody with my custom killing gun kind of guy, aren't you? Or girl.
Absolutely. They're going to use everything they can.
That's why two of the guns I carry are so extremely modified and so extremely efficient. Oh, look at that. No matter what you do, something's always happening.
Is that the ice cream man coming by?
That's right. It was the ice cream man. Ice cream! No, I carry something that is so modified that I'm sure they would look at me and say, they'd try to roll me in on a hand truck with one of those masks like Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
Is that something that you advise the members of Texas/U.S. Law Shield to not do, or do you just leave it alone? I mean, is it just pretty much an academic thought that no matter what they do, no matter how stock they try to do it, the prosecutor is going to portray them as a rabid killer?
Well, what I always tell our members is you need to use the firearm that is best for you, that you are the best shooter that you can be with this firearm. I don't care if you've got to put different sights on it, a different, you know, trigger on it. I don't care what you do with your firearm. Just make sure it can do the job when you are in that situation where you have a split second to act and you have a split second to save yourself or someone else. Now, the aftermath of the criminal justice system, that's my job to take care of. And my argument against a district attorney who was trying to make you into this just bloodthirsty cowboy is to say, hey, the firearm he used has nothing to do with why he used deadly force. He used deadly force because somebody came into his home. He used deadly force because somebody was trying to rob him at the gas station. He used deadly force because some sicko was trying to kidnap his daughter. It does not matter the tool used, but why he used the tool.
All right. When we get back, I'm going to lower the boom on you. I know you've probably been expecting this. I'm sure you've read about it because it happened right there. But we'll be right back with my guest, Michelle Byington from Texas/U.S. Law Shield on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, and if you have any legal questions to ask her, I'm sure she would entertain that, is Michelle Byington of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. We're with the promo code BILLRADIO1, lowercase BILLRADIO, number one. You can get 14 months for the price of 12. Michelle, you have had another, in Texas, there has been another no-knock warrant tried to be served, and another police officer has been shot and killed because of the no-knock warrant. Now, the first time that happened, they didn't indict the shooter. I don't know what's going to happen this time, but, I mean, is this... What do you guys make of this phenomenon, the way it's being reacted to?
Well, I think number one, I was shocked when the first time this happened that the individual was not indicted, merely because grand juries always side with the police officers. And keep in mind that here in Texas, our grand jury system, they're the gatekeepers to the criminal justice system. So if somebody is charged with a felony, that felony needs to go through the grand jury, which are 12 citizens who hear the evidence and determine whether this case needs to get kicked back, go away, called No Bill, or it's True Build, and it begins through the criminal justice system. And just looking at the majority of the cases dealing with police officers getting shot on these no-knock warrants, grand juries love to indict the shooter. So I was completely shocked when the last one did not. In this case, I don't know how it'll swing. And keep in mind that sometimes grand jury proceedings are closed where the quote-unquote defendant will not be allowed to come in and testify, that the district attorney will just show the evidence to the grand jury without any other mention of the other side's story, and they'll indict based upon that, or not. So we'll see how this one falls through. It'll be an interesting one to see, and to see how these 12 people come down.
With, you know, with stats out there like there's a home invasion every 12 seconds, and we know that most of those happen in a bigger city, but all that being said, they do happen in rural areas as well. Isn't the homeowner, whether they are a good guy or a bad guy, aren't they sort of in a really bad position when somebody's kicking in their door? Now, if somebody's knocking on the door, okay, I can see where that would be the proper thing to do. But if somebody's beating on the door, if they're kicking in the door and throwing flashbangs or everything else, when you wake up, you're not sitting around reasoning things out. It's not like it's shown in the movies where guns up automatically. Isn't the way they are executing these things now, especially given the fact that crime is going down and yet we've got more no-knock warrants and more SWAT teams than ever, isn't this troubling to a degree? Should the public be troubled by this?
Oh, to say the least. I think everybody should be outraged by what's going on. I mean, the police power has just become just unprecedented. We are living in a state where I did not think things would get this bad ever. And seeing it every day, things are that bad. These no-knocks are being used every day, multiple times a day. And if it's my home and somebody's breaking down my door at 4 a.m. and people are yelling and throwing flashbangs, you better believe my Glock 19 will be in my hand ready to shoot. In fact, we had a case similar to this. Unfortunately, it wasn't a no-knock. It didn't deal with a police officer, but it did deal with a firefighter who had the wrong house. And he was having marital problems with his wife, so he thought that his wife had locked him out of the house. So he was beating down the door to get into his home. Well, in fact, he was too intoxicated and did not realize that it was his neighbor's home. And our member is the neighbor. So she shot through the door twice and ended up killing this firefighter who had the wrong home. And so it just goes to show that you don't know. And in that split second, you have got to make a decision of it's either me or it's them. And luckily, here in Texas, we have the Castle Doctrine, where someone is given the presumption that they acted reasonably when someone is breaking into their home. For good or bad, this was a firefighter, so it got a lot of media attention. But then again, for good or bad, if you've got the police officers knocking down your door to execute a warrant, who knows how that will come down with the grand jury. My member is still waiting to go to the grand jury. These things take about 3 months to get organized and to get scheduled. So my lady still may get indicted for murder.
Why doesn't the state clarify this? Why doesn't any state get out there and run oversight on these things? Why are police departments, I mean, how many, I've got plenty of cases where they've done these no-knock warrants and killed people for being asleep.
Or tased,
or both. And yeah. I just saw an instance, I don't know where it was, but they responded, it wasn't a warrant, but they sent like a little mini squad of people to squash a birthday party where they were playing the music too loud, and they were tasing and arresting and pepper spraying children. So why is law enforcement unleashed? Why isn't there some sort of oversight? Why aren't they starting to prosecute some of these guys that go a little bit overboard?
Well, because we are the oversight, and we are the ones who have to be vigilant, and we are the ones who have to make sure that if something outrageous happens, that you are out front crying foul. Here, not too long ago, there was a welfare check on an individual who was threatening to kill himself. His family was in the apartment. He was in the apartment bathroom with a knife. He was clearly mentally disturbed, and this video is all over the internet. So if you just go to the Houston newspaper, you'll find it. But the police officers come in to do the welfare check. They're knocking on the bathroom door, telling him to come out with his hands up. Their guns are drawn. This is a guy who's about to kill himself. I mean, if he's not going to kill himself, the police officers are going to do it for him.
I have seen this video. You got it from the first-person vantage of the shooter, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
It is just incredibly sick. Well, they ended up knocking down the door. The man does have a knife. They tase him. He falls back into the bathtub, clearly, you know, just in convulsions, just clearly being tased and going through some serious pain. Well, he then tries to get up. He trips over the bathtub, and the police officer unloaded what I counted at least 12 rounds into this individual.
Right.
But now, typically someone that I do not agree with is Quan LX, our local community activist who is also part of the Black Panther Party.
Right.
He was standing out front with the family, and I could not have agreed with him more that this is an outrage. And if more people paid attention to what's going on in their own local municipalities, they would be sickened. And that's what it's going to take. That is the oversight that it's going to take. It's going to take banding together, not standing for this, going to the media with it, and voting and being aware of who you're voting for and, you know, what judge is signing off on these no-knock warrants. Know who that judge is and get him out of office.
Well, coming up on the next break, we'll have to discuss how to get a judge out of office, because I think that needs to be the next trend in the United States.
I'm with you.
When we get back, you're talking about an officer unloading. Did you hear about what happened in Miami-Dade in December?
No, sir, I did not.
Oh, okay. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about what happened in Miami-Dade. And I'm going to ask you, the question I'm going to ask you, we could also apply this in Los Angeles regarding what happened with Chris Dorner and the two newspaper ladies that were in the pick-em-up truck and the other cars that they killed and the buildings they killed trying to hit those two ladies and missing. Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, they operate in Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Florida, Colorado, and Texas. If you are a member, you're also covered, I think, in an additional 13 states. If you travel, you can cover yourself. You can cover yourself and your spouse. You can cover yourself, your spouse, and your minor children. And with Bill Radio 1, lowercase Bill Radio number 1, you can get 14 months for the price of 12. If you actually do some of the things that I advocate you do, if you have trained for self-defense and everything else, if you do it like Tiger McKee advocates you do, when you do it, now you're in no man's land and you are entering the area of their speciality and you need them. So if you're carrying a gun in those states, if you're carrying a gun in the states they're about to be covering, join them. It is a very, very, it's a relief. It's a relief to know that when you get into the legal system, that you got a couple of heavyweights in your corner. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Whew, nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Afraid, bald, and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Michelle Byington of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. Nobody's asked me, but are you guys getting ready to expand anytime soon?
Every day. You know what? You would not believe the amount of laws that I am proofreading right now from different states. Even New Jersey is on the list.
New Jersey.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess you'll be writing a lot of policies for the people at home because I don't know who carries a gun in New Jersey.
That is correct.
In Florida, which where you guys do carry, in December, there was a guy that shot a police officer. And when they found him, he stole the police officer's car. He went to his grandmother's house, I think, took her Volvo, which I'm a Volvo owner. I can understand why you take it because they're like tanks. And in the ensuing, when they figured out where he was and everything, they had 24 officers respond from 4 different departments, and they fired at this car a grand total of 377 times.
Wow.
In the ongoing ensuing firefight that occurred, Two officers had their eardrums ruptured from the cacophonic sound of all of that gunfire going off. And two officers were wounded by their fellow officers. The guys they were chasing, one guy was not even wanted. He wasn't a criminal. He was just a passenger in the car. The other guy was, of course, the guy that shot the police officer. But, you know, we saw this in Los Angeles when Dorner was running his little rampage through Los Angeles. What are we going to do? I mean, even the supervisors were screaming at these officers over the radios, establish a perimeter, get out of the way so SRT can come in. Because these guys were lodged between two things that they couldn't get the car out of. They couldn't even get out of the car.
Wow.
They shot other cars. They shot buildings. They just shot everything. They shot themselves.
At least they didn't discriminate. They shot.
I mean, when something like that happens, and I know that, I mean, it seems to me like law enforcement is doing their very level best to lose as much respect as they can out of the people they're supposed to be serving. I mean,
It's impressive. It is just downright impressive. The stupidity, the stupid actions that are occurring every day out on the streets. It's bad. When I had a Houston police officer come in my office last week, and we were just chatting, and he was like, "You wouldn't believe the supervisors, everyone, even on the higher rungs." He's like, it's just not a respectable department anymore. It's coming in from the inside, too. Like, holy moly. It is, at the end of the day, you wonder, do you want to call the police who may end up shooting you or shooting one of your family members, or are you going to handle it yourself?
Well, that's the other thing. Now, I've seen instances where, I saw an instance where an older gentleman called the police because he couldn't handle his wife, who I think maybe had Alzheimer's or something, dementia. And they got there, and they just kicked his butt. I mean, he's there. Oh, yeah, I called you. Bam, that's it. It's on.
Yeah, that happened in Austin. A young man called on a domestic abuse call. That was apparently his neighbor was just getting the living daylights beat out of her by her boyfriend. So he calls the police. The police come to his house and end up tasing him in his own house. Again, this is just something that people need to know about, and they need to start screaming and yelling foul against these police departments. And to bring it back, I hate to bring it back to the open carriers, but this is something the open carriers are doing very well. They are screaming foul at these police officers who are out there violating people's rights.
I've often thought that maybe you should. I mean, one of the things that I've done where I live is I know a lot of the law enforcement officers there, and I know some of them that are supervisors. So if something starts to happen, I would respectfully ask that supervisor be summoned to the scene. And hopefully that would keep it from going sideways. But, I mean, and I don't really see that much of it around here. I see more of it, it seems like. I don't know what's responsible for the phenomena, but it seems like they're going to the gun real quick now. Was it in Texas where the 93-year-old woman got shot by the police officer and killed?
I'm not sure. I know there was a gentleman in his 80s who was shot and killed by a police officer in Dallas.
Was it in? This might have been in Florida. Was it in Texas where the guy shot the dog that was running away from him but barking?
Correct.
And they fired him, and they're getting ready to bring criminal charges against him?
Yes. That is another one. I don't know. I don't know if it's on a training level that they are not being taught the proper, I don't know, like uses of force and then deadly force as a last resort. I don't know if it's a lacking of training or education or what. But yes, it seems lately that there's a story every night about someone getting shot by a police officer or a police officer going beyond the scope of his duty, and whether it is just up, or whether we're just hearing about it now, I'm not real sure what it is. I don't know if the same thing was happening back in the 60s and it just didn't get reported or what. But there is definitely some sort of uptick in citizens being shot by police officers, whether they're in the garage cleaning their gun, whether they're on the street with their dog, or whether they're a 93-year-old woman. I don't know if we're just hearing about it more often now and people are finally paying attention, or it just wasn't reported.
Well, I mean, I've interacted with police in years gone by, you know, 15, 20 years ago. The police officer on the street, he seemed to be almost part psychologist. He would apply his body of work and his experience of work to try to get a handle on the situation. And nobody, I knew police officers that if they ever drew their gun and fired it in training, the fireball coming out of the end of the barrel was impressive because of all the lint that had built up inside of it. So, do you think it could possibly be generational with this younger group of people coming up now? They're coming in there and they're being told something. Do whatever you got to do to get home and be safe. You know, that kind of thing.
You might. That may be it. You may just have an uptick in hotheads running the streets, or if there is just not a whole lot of people applying to be police officers, so they're scraping from the bottom of the barrel to hire police officers and they're getting these nutcases. I don't know. I could not tell you. But there needs to be some serious some people who are reporting to internal affairs if something happens. God forbid they don't get shot by a police officer, but there's got to be some sort of oversight, and it's the people. It's up to us to act. It is up to us to watch. It is up to us to hold people accountable.
Well, next week when we talk, I'm going to come up with a radical question because of a law that's in place in Indiana. I don't know if you're talking about it, but I want to talk to you about self-defense against police officers, if there's even such a concept. We don't have time to do it now, but now you know what's coming up. Maybe you can... You can't believe what Freddie told me he wants to talk about next week. Edwin will be back with you.
He'll love it.
You've been shooting lately?
I have. We actually are signed up to go to another personal handgun class next Monday and Tuesday.
Outstanding. Do you train to shoot and move and everything, or opening with the show? I was talking about the fundamentals.
We are shooting and we are moving, and it is a whole different game than standing still with a still target. It is.
Sure is.
It's amazing.
And you're using your Glock 19.
I'm using my Glock 19.
Bravo!
Thank you. I love it. I love that gun more than anything.
Texas/U.S. Law Shield. They are filling a niche. They are a cut above anybody else. This isn't a list of attorneys for you to pick from when you're sitting in jail. This isn't a one state only service. This is a national service. They will get bigger. They are doing the deed on a daily basis. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Let's roll into the third hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.